Aleishur Chelek Beis Reish Ayin Ches. The 15th chapter is entitled Hakorasativ, Gratitude. The Gemara in Beitzah, also in Shabbos, the feud states, Omar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Hanoyisen matana l'chaveroi. Person gives a gift. Ein tzarich lehoidioi. Doesn't need to inform him. Shneema, the Pasuk says, Umayshe lo yada ki koran oir ponav. Umayshe wasn't aware that his face was shining. So apparently Hashem didn't tell him. He gave him this gift that his face should shine and never informed him. That's the raya. Meisivei lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishche. Elsewhere Hashem says to Moshe about Shabbos, lo das that I Hashem sanctify. Meaning, says the Gemara, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, matana toiva yesh li beveis genozai. I have a wonderful gift in my treasury, the Shabbos Shema. It's called Shabbos. When you mevakesh li tenach b'Yisrael, I seek to give it to Bnei Yisrael. Lech v'yodeyosam. Go and inform them. That's encompassed in the words, lo das ken yeshem v'kadishem. You see, here Hashem wanted to give the gift, and he didn't inform. That's the meisiv on the Amoira. And furthermore, mikan amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he said, pas letinoik. On a practical level, if you give a biscuit to a child, zech lodi aleimoy. So we have a contradiction here. Lo yikashya, no. Ha b'matana David l'giluyei. One case is talking about a matana that the recipient will anyway find out about. So then you don't have to inform him. You'll find out. But if it's a case of a gift which won't necessarily be found out, the person won't know that he was given the gift, then you need to tell him. So that's how you mechalik between the two statements. But says the Gemara, wait, Shabbos nami matana de avida legluye. Shabbos is something they would find out about. So why did Hashem have to inform Moshe that he wished to give it? Answers the Gemara, matan secharah le avida legluye. Yeah, they would find out about Shabbos, but not about the tremendous sechar that Hashem would give them for observing it. Rashi, tzarich leodi esimoy. In the example of Rabban Shimon Gamliel, when you give something to a child, you need to tell his mother. To make some sort of a sign, whatever. If he finishes it before he comes to his mother, so she doesn't know bichlal that he got this treat from the family friend. But she'll see whatever the sign he made. Well, how did that come about? Where would you get the sign? And the child will say, "Pliny, it was Pliny." And he also, you know what? He gave me a treat. Through this, the parents will know that this family friend loves them. This increases affection within Klal Yisrael. Beitza daf tes zayin. Sugya ze isogam b'Shabbos daf yud. It's also there. V'shamkas v'tesus, tesus davka dein Shabbos right. V'davka b'matana shenesenu al yedei ahava. We're talking here about a matana, a gift between friends. She'ena mekabel misbayesh. The recipient is not embarrassed. It's a gift from a friend. Aval nesen tzedakah. When it comes to giving tzedakah, it's not the same thing. She'mekabel misbayesh. There's certainly room for embarrassment. Yeah, it certainly plays a role. Then, Tosfos quotes a pasuk, matan baseser yichbe'av. Rather give privately. Says the author, Harei bitzdakah hader retzuya b'yoser yishan nesen en yodah lemi hu nesen. In tzedakah, we know that the best way to give it, the most appropriate way, is that the donor does not know who the recipient is, and the recipient does not know who gave him. That's in tzedakah. In contrast, when it comes to a gift, as we've seen that Gemara in Shabbos, the feud. The Torah is makpid. Now, the person must know who the gift came from. The whole gedere, the definition of the matana, or its purpose, is leharbois chiba, to increase affection within Klal Yisrael. V'chosav admoir baze, Rav Yerucham wrote about this. This is in Das Chochma Musa, Chelek Gimel. Ki lo yikashe anu choshvim, not as we think. Ki inyan hakaras tov o kfiyas tov u begeder ma'ala v'itro nechsher. Not as we think that the concept of gratitude or being ungrateful is some great level over here, a mile or something beyond. No, kim dinim yesh l'rav. It's a subject to dinim, actual laws. V'gezel mamash yesh biyado. It's almost literally gezel v'al pidin mamash yesh ala mekabel yisbonel l'akir es anesen godloi v'remuse. The recipient is mamash by din obligated to reflect and to have gratitude l'akir es anesen v'tevasu, to know who gave it to him and to really be grateful. The author continues, Hakaras Hatoiv Himidah Noeges Ben Adam Vachaviroi Uven Adam Lamakoim. Hakaras Hatoiv, gratitude, is something that is applicable obviously between people and also between Adam Lamakoim Vaafilu Ben Amakoim Vaadam. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is grateful also. Harei Matzinu Baturah Parashiyos Shleimois. You find entire paragraphs, Ech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makir Tova Laadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that people did things for him. For example, Beparashas Nidvas Nesim in Nasoi, where we have 12 identical paragraphs, each one indicating what this particular Nasi gave. Shekosav Sham HaRamban. The Ramban explains this, what appears to be a redundancy, just repetition. V'anachoyne betam ha-kasuv, he says, with the correct explanation. Ki ha-kadosh baruch hu choylek kavoyd lirei'av. Ha-kadosh baruch hu chose to honor the nesi'im. U'chmo yishinema, as the pasuk says, ki mechabdai achabeid. V'inei ha-nesi'im kulam be'yom echad evi'o korban hazeh. All of these 12 paragraphs describe what happened in one day. The nesi'im all brought their korban on one day. Of course, one came before the next one, yeah. So those who were first, he gave them kavod in hakdamas yamim. Aval ratza leazkiram bishmam ubifrat korbanim ulezkir yomo shel kol echad. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mention each one separately. As opposed to what he could have done to make the Torah more brief, mention the first one, Zeh Korban Achshon Ben Aminadav, and list, he brought this and that. And then the Torah could have said, V'chen hikirvo nesim ish yomoy, each Nasi in his day brought the identical offering. Ki ye kitzur b'chvod achim. Hashem didn't want to do it because that would diminish the kavod of the other Nasi'im. V'achareichin chazar uchlalam. At the end, you know, it puts it all in one paragraph. So much gold was bought, so many, etc. There's some total. Lagit shayu shkulim lefanav yisbarach. To indicate that it is all equally pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach hikir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehem teivasam. So much so HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes what they did to him, for him. V'chen b'farash haspinchas. Similarly, they ashe heishiv es chamosim al b'nei Yisrael. Pinchas caused me my anger to subside. Lachin emoir, and therefore say, Hineni nesen esbisi shalem. I'm grateful, and therefore I'm giving him a covenant of peace. Vaisa loy ulzaroi acharav v'risk yunas ilam. Al lanu nachshev ki midazu hi rak inyan ben adam lachveroi. So therefore we should not think that this midah is only relevant between people. It goes even as much as just the person himself. Kein matzinu b'makas dam. Shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moishe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moishe, Emoril Aharoine, kach matecha untei yadecha al memi Mitzayim. Tell Aaron to take the staff and to stretch your hand over the water reservoirs. Vayadam b'chol eretz Mitzayim. Parashas Va'ir, Rav Midrash, the Midrash comments, we all know this. Lama lo leku ha-mayim al-yaday Moishe? Why not Moishe? Why does it have to be through Aaron? Oma le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moishe. Ha-mayim shishemarucha, kshushlachta la-yoir, the water that guarded you, preserved you, when you were cast to the Nile, eino din shilku al-yadcha. It's not appropriate that now the water should be struck by you. Chayecha lo yilku al-yaday Aaron. By your life, they will be struck only by Aaron. Shmo Yisrav impactes. וכן במקס הצפרדה, אסמלי, וצפרדה, ויומי השם למשה, אמור אל אהרוין, tell Aaron, נטס מתכה ואחס הפארץ, stretch your staff and strike the soil, אומר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, אפה שהגן עליך כשהרגת את המצרי, the soil that protected you when you killed the Mitzri, in other words, you buried him in the sand, אין הדין של קהל לך, it's not appropriate that you should strike it, לפיכוך לקו ג' מקוס אלו ידי אהרוין, that's the midrash. Hamayim ve'afar eina margishim mimakirisam. Needless to say, the water and the soil, the sand, do not sense who struck them. Ve'shavelim imoishi hu amakir oarin. It doesn't make a difference to them whether it's Moshe or Aaron or anyone else. Aval Moshe chayav lakir lem teva shiginan. But it's an obligation for Moshe Rabbeinu to express gratitude that these inanimate objects protected him. Lachein yitzav nes avodah be'akaras hatov ben amidei shebin adam le'atzmoy. That's why, interestingly, akaras didn't come earlier. When we had various exercises to do with Ben Adam Lachaveroi, we put them here with the midos of Ben Adam Le'atzmoi. Im Kibaru, of course, it's clear sheyesh la hashlachos abois ben adam lachaveroi. Of course, it has many ramifications of ben adam lachaveroi or ben adam lachoyim. But nonetheless, we chose to put it here because it goes even as much as hakaras hatov just within oneself, like the examples of Moshe. V'zeh hachidi, this is how we begin. Ad kan.